Day 235, Wednesday, August 23rd, Joshua 19. Joshua 19:1-51 NKJV. The second lot came out for Simeon, for the tribe of the children of Simeon according to their families, and their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. They had in their inheritance Beersheba, Sheba, Moladah, Hazar Shul, Bala, Ezem, Eltolad, Bethul, Horma, Ziklag, Beth Markaboth, Hazar Susa, Beth Lebaoth, and Sharuhan, 13 cities and their villages, Ain, Rimmon, Ether, and Ashan, 4 cities and their villages, and all the villages that were all around these cities as far as Baalath Beer, Ramah of the south. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon according to their families. The inheritance of the children of Simeon was included in the share of the children of Judah, for the share of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of that people. The third lot came out for the children of Zebulun according to their families, and the border of their inheritance was as far as Sarid. Their border went toward the west and to Marlah, went to Dabesheth, and extended along the brook that is east of Jokneam. Then from Sarid it went eastward toward the sunrise along the border of Chisloth Tabor, and went out toward Dabaroth, bypassing Yaphia. And from there it passed along on the east of Gath Hepher, toward Eth Kazin, and extended to Rimmon, which borders on Nea. Then the border went around it on the north side of Hanathon, and it ended in the valley of Jiphael. Included were Kadath, Nahalol, Shimron, Idala, and Bethlehem, 12 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to their families, these cities with their villages. The fourth lot came out to Issachar, for the children of Issachar according to their families. And their territory went to Jezreel, and included Chesaloth, Shunem, Haphraim, Shean, Anaharath, Rabbath, Kishion, Ebets, Remeth, En-Ganim, En-Hadda, and Beth-Paz. And the border reached to Tabor, Shaijma, and Beth-Shemesh. Their border ended at the Jordan, 16 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Issachar according to their families, the cities and their villages. The fifth lot came out for the tribe of the children of Asher according to their families. And their territory included Helkoth, Hali, Bedan, Akshaf, Alamelech, Amad, and Mishal. It reached to Mount Carmel westward, along the brook Shahor Libnath. It turned toward the sunrise to Beth Dagon. And it reached to Zebulun and to the valley of Jiphael, then northward beyond Beth Emek and Nael, bypassing Kabul which was on the left, including Ebron, Rehob, Hammon, and Cana, as far as Greater Sidon. And the border turned to Ramah and to the fortified city of Tyre, then the border turned to Hosa, and ended at the sea by the region of Achzib. Also Ummah, Aphek, and Rehob were included, 22 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Asher according to their families, these cities with their villages. The sixth lot came out to the children of Naphtali, for the children of Naphtali according to their families. And their border began at Heleph, enclosing the territory from the terebinth tree in Zananim, Adami-Nekeb, and Jabneel, as far as Lachem. It ended at the Jordan. From Heleph the border extended westward to Asnath Tabor, and went out from there toward Hukuk. It adjoined Zebulun on the south side and Asher on the west side, and ended at Judah by the Jordan toward the sunrise. And the fortified cities are Zidim, Zer, Hamat, Rakith, Kinnereth, Adama, Ramah, Hazor, Kadesh, Adrei, En-Hazor, Iron, Migdal El, Horm, Beth-Anath, and Beth-Shemesh, 19 cities with their villages. This was the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Naphtali according to their families, the cities and their villages. The seventh lot came out for the tribe of the children of Dan according to their families. And the territory of their inheritance was Zorah, Eshtaol, Ir Shemesh, Shalabin, Ayalon, Jethla, Elon, Timnah, Ekron, Elteke, Gibbethon, Baalath, Jehud, Beni Barak, Gath Rimmon, Mijarkon, and Rakon, with the region near Joppa. And the border of the children of Dan went beyond these, because the children of Dan went up to fight against Leshem and took it, and they struck it with the edge of the sword, took possession of it, and dwelt in it. They called Leshem, Dan, after the name of Dan their father. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Dan according to their families, these cities with their villages. When they had made an end of dividing the land as an inheritance according to their borders, the children of Israel gave an inheritance among them to Joshua the son of Nun. According to the word of the Lord they gave him the city which he asked for, Timnath-Serah in the mountains of Ephraim. And he built the city and dwelt in it. These were the inheritances which Eleazar the priest, Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel divided as an inheritance by lot in Shiloh before the Lord, at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So they made an end of dividing the country. Daily deep dive. Here is the UCG reading plan for this chapter. Unlike those of Joseph, who protested at not having enough land, the people of Judah had too much. Verse 9. So the southern part of their territory was given to Simeon via the second lot. This included Beersheba, an area associated with Abraham and Isaac. Next came Zebulun, who received a parcel bordering Manasseh to the north. The Bethlehem listed, verse 15, is not Bethlehem Judah, which was south of Jerusalem in Judah's territory. Compare 1 Samuel 17:12. Gath-Hepher, the city Jonah came from, was in Zebulun, 2 Kings 14:25. And by the time of the New Testament, the city of Nazareth had been established in this area. As was the case with Ephraim and Manasseh, mentioned earlier, this was not all Zebulun had been promised either. Genesis 49:13 had stated, Zebulun shall dwell by the haven of the sea, he shall become a haven for ships. Yet Zebulun's inheritance and the promised land did not border any sea, neither the Mediterranean nor even the inland sea of Galilee. The fulfillment of this promise, then, would also come in later centuries with the migrations to northwest Europe. The fourth lot went to Issachar, who got land north of Manasseh and east of Zebulun, bordering the Jordan. Asher received a coastal strip north of Manasseh and west of Zebulun. It extended all the way to Tyre in southern Lebanon. East of Asher, and north of Zebulun and Issachar, was Naphtali. It stretched from the entire western shore of the Sea of Galilee north to Lebanon. Along with Zebulun, it was known as Galilee, compare 20-7, Matthew 4:15. Finally, Dan received a portion of land along the coast west of Benjamin and just north of the Philistine territory. This is where the Danite Samson carried out his exploits. But the tribe of Dan wanted more land, so some of its people conquered an additional area north of Naphtali, verse 47. Compare Judges 18. When all the tribes received their inheritances, Joshua himself, an Ephraimite, chose a location within the land assigned to Ephraim to live out his last days. And, I don't have anything to add to this chapter.